Well, RCIA literally means the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, and I suppose it was very popular in the early Christian church because you had many converts, adult converts to the faith, and they spent maybe up to 3-4 years in preparation for baptism, confirmation and Eucharist, and they would receive those three sacraments on Easter Saturday night. But into the Middle Ages, with the growth of the church, adult baptism became less common and it fizzled out. But after Vatican II, it was recognised that there was a need for it again, and so I suppose really what it is now is just working with adults, you know, walking with them in their faith journey and preparing them for welcome into the Catholic Church and reception of baptism, confirmation and Eucharist.
And Paul, today, is it still a long process?
It depends really, Andrew, on the people involved. I suppose it's not like a fixed program where people are forced to comply to a set syllabus. It's more taking at where they're coming from. For example, we had one gentleman there a couple of years ago who had been an atheist for most of his life, but towards the end he I think he was around 58, he began questioning about, you know, what is life about, you know, does life have meaning? And in response to that, then he eventually found his way into RCIA, and his process really took maybe a year, year and a half. But then again, for someone else, it might be three years, 4 years. So it's not really about the time, it's where the person's fate is at and where they're coming from and how ready they feel.
And what happens if someone wants to be baptised, any of our listeners, who should they approach?
Well, I suppose, first of all, maybe their local clergy or parish priest, or maybe somebody who's involved in the parish that they trust, you know, or even it could be a friend of theirs who is a committed Christian, and maybe just trash out their feelings and desires with them and leave it go from there. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, if it's meant to happen and if they're open and they inquire into this, it'll just unravel for them.
And is it a difficult process? Is there a lot of study and learning? Some people might be anxious about that.
I would say rather than study and learning, it's more about discovery. And the discovery is maybe like an icon. An icon is a window through which we look to see God, but a mirror in which we see ourselves. So I see this process, if you like, as discovering who am I and who is God and what is God calling me to be. So rather than study and learning, it's maybe a discovery.
So people won't have to learn off loads and loads of prayers.
No. Obviously, you know, as part of the community to participate in, we'd say, any of the rituals like the Eucharist, there will be some amount of set prayers, you know, but that's nothing extraordinary. I think it's more, again, like at the person's own pace, and their fate is something that isn't very measurable in terms of an exam, so it's beyond the scope of that.
What's it like to prepare somebody, another adult, for baptism and to watch them grow in faith?
For myself, I would say humbling is the word that comes to mind. In the context in which Ireland is at the moment, with a growing consumerist society, growing secular society, I find it exceptionally humbling when a person comes to me to prepare them for baptism, confirmation and Eucharist. I find that very humbling because there's a sense of trust there. You know, that they want me or whoever else is involved to lead them towards these sacraments. And there are times when it's difficult. There are times when, for the person involved, it can be very difficult because of their own life circumstances. But I always find it a tremendous source of comfort, especially given the context in which Ireland is at the moment.
And finally, what would you like to say to listeners who might like to be baptised, confirmed or receive the Eucharist?
Maybe to pray about it, maybe to ask yourself, do you sense a call from Jesus in your life at the moment? Do you feel called to open your life to God? And if you do, maybe invite God in and just be open then to exploring what it is that you really want, you know. I personally find my own baptism, confirmation and Eucharist have been a tremendous source of comfort, hope and inspiration to live a better and happier life. And if that's what people are looking for, just be open and ask God to come in.